Sinking, I'm sinking, never no one to guide my way. Call my love overshadowed, till I heard say they say, take heed to the blessed promise and become a child of mine. When the headlights of heaven, I'm going to shine, shine. Well, I'm going to shine for the morning and the bright morning. Any man's will be mine when I enter the gates of heaven. I'm going to shine, I'm going to shine. We are burdened by many afflictions, often inside of things we hear, but we'll all be like our Savior when we reach that home up there. So press along with the hopes eternal springing in this heart of mine. When I can't let you heaven, I'm gonna shine, shine, shine. Well, I'm gonna shine, shine, stars morning, and by morning, any mansions will be mine. When I enter heaven, I'm gonna shine, I'm gonna shine.
We had two requests, and we'll do one of them first. That's worked good for us down through the years.
We could split out and do them both at the same time.
That's right, we could count off by twos.
Oh, no, that's too hard.
Come on. They videotaping or something? I got to find my plectrum first. I have this nice estrogen plectrum here. Kind of a
It'll make you more sensitive, Ron.
But it's a good hard one. It's
make you more of a 90s guy, Ron.
We appreciate people asking for this song. We've not recorded it yet, but we intend to. Maybe right now. There's too many miles on me to change my ways I cannot see. Before I die, I can't be very far away. I believe in the God that never fails, drawn from the belly of the whale. Now give me that old-time religion that's for me. Now I won't go through a burning hell if I believe what the Bible tells. Oh, I conquer that old devil if I pray. Nothing to a prince of fire, a low-down thief, a cheater, and a liar. But the Lord will give you love and treat you well. Now there's too many miles on me to change my ways I cannot see. Before I die, can't be very far away. In the God that never fails, drawn from the belly of the whale. Now give me that old-time religion that's for me. Thank you. The other one was somebody wanted to know if Suzanne really recognized more than three sins. And so I don't know whether she has to use this. That's right. Well, that was frequently answered because they were wondering, does she have to always use the same sins over again if she's singing about them? Or does she have to just do a lot of field research to find out new ones to sing about? And I don't know the answer to that. All I can say is we'll just do the song like people ask for, and the sins she puts in will be the ones we sing about. That's right.
If I was
gambler, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. And it's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Tell you what I would do. I'd quit leverage buyouts and I'd work on a building.
I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Republican. Tell you what I would do. It's selling out the country and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. For my Lord.
Oh, thank you so much. And I hope I offended some of you.
That's the one I was waiting for. Oh God, not original sins. No.
Not original sins.
When I was a sinner, the people would say, if you want to be paved, you'd better pray. I prayed every lesson till I found the Lord, and Jesus promised me a sure reward.
Jesus said, I'll go with you, preach the gospel, I'll preach with you.
But Lord, if I go,
tell me what to say,
because they won't believe on me.
The men of Babylon were mighty men that put old Daniel in the lion's den. But an angel come down like a lion, John. Daniel made a pillar out of lion's paw.
Oh, I'll go with you, preach the gospel, I'll preach with you.
But Lord, if I go,
tell me what to say,
cause they won't believe on me.
They put Paul's house in the Philistine jail, Lord, Jonah in the belly of the whale. The whale cast Jonah on the banks of the sea. It ought to be a lesson for you and me.
Jesus said, oh, I'll go with you, preach the gospel, I'll preach with you.
Lord, if I go,
tell me what to say,
cause they won't believe on me.
says you go.
I'll go with you, preach the gospel, I'll preach with you.
Lord, if I go,
I'll tell me what to say, cause they won't believe on me.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming down for the gospel singing this morning. There's an awful lot of good gospel music here today. We'd like to leave with this one. We need a little help. Would you sing along with us here? And there's a lot of hard parts of this. We have a whole lot of people at this festival this year that's never been here before, and we're really proud of that. But we hope everybody will be real nice and kind to them people that knows how the song goes and kind of share with your neighbor, because, like, there's a whole bunch of styles of singing. You don't necessarily have to sing it in the bluegrass style so it, all the gears in your throat would strip right out. That's right. You can sing it like folk music. And then, or you can sing it country style or city style. Country style has got a lot more words to remember because people down in the country, of course, passed information along one or two ways, either by making it up or by what they call the oral tradition. And so that required not only listening, but hearing. And as the folk process went on, people started to write books about this wonderful oral tradition. It became kind of a celebrated thing, when in reality it was mostly just a euphemism for illiteracy. And what would happen was, as people come to get to be literate or wanted to get closer to the welfare office, they would move to town. And then towns would become cities. And then they would churches get to be a little more organized and everything. And then a lot of people quit going altogether. And but some people would mostly go, and still do. I think this is probably something that hadn't died out entirely yet. On Easter and Christmas, a lot of people get thinking, man, Easter, I sure got to get over there, especially if they're real bad rednecks. And a lot more civilized, sophisticated people now know that there'd be a lot less crowd there some other day, and they just maybe go two times. But the old hillbillies, they still got to get there on the big ones. And what would happen, not been coming for a while, and also have all new hymns, because like down in the country, we got most of our hymns from the hymnals that people would send down in the care packages. They would put the old clothes and toys and candy bars and stuff, and in the bottom they would put some Bibles or some hymnals to make sure we was getting the spirit. And old deacons of the church, they would only ones use the hymnals. And of course, they couldn't read no music nor words, but they'd hold that baby out there and commence singing from it, and the hands are trembling, and they'd look in eye. And didn't matter what you believed, you knew exactly where they stood on this stuff. Well, what would that tell you this? Somehow this tradition got messed up. People got to thinking it wasn't right to look in the hymnal, and then they go to town, it'd be a, of course, it got them nice hymnals in town. Got recitations in them, got 600-700 songs. And aside from the fact I don't believe any regular human being knows 600 or 700 songs, the preacher could take a most obscure number, hymn 684, and put it up on that mahogany board, and the people from the country, don't matter, they ain't going to take that hymnal out and look in there. Because now they're city slickers. And city slickers got to be smarter, you know. And so they just go. Now, you can sing at city stock. If you ever sidle over to one of these people singing without the hymnal, there they go. I am in the Lord. So we're going to have y'all help us sing this song. And if you want to sing it city style, that's fine. If you want to sing it country style, these are the words here. Listen, hear, and memorize. And also, stand next to somebody that actually knows the words. This helps, too. And don't let them trick you with forevermore. That's the trickiest one. Because in the Baptist hymnal and the shape note hymnal and also the Methodist hymnal, I don't know about some of the others, they have a word called forever now, kind of existential concept. And people be saying, forever now? Don't worry about it. Just put a vowel sound in there, an amen or something. That sounds just as good. Anyways, the real words are, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. And now we'd like to ask the congregation to stand, all those of you that can. There's about six incognito Kentucky knife fighters circulating amongst there. You'll be able to, if you can't, just got to holler louder. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. Now, the old mountain preachers, they would stand on the street corner all week and practice this. You don't believe it. You go right down there by Sid's restaurant in Honaker, Virginia. I guarantee there's one there. And they would sing it like this. Land Barnum would sing by the west side, begging with no one to help him down life's wearied way. And then Jesus came by and seen his condition and touched his blind eyes and showed him the way back to the skeleton key. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. A woman one day tried many physicians, but she rather grew worse in the Bible, it tells. And then Jesus came by and seen her condition. She touched but his hem, and it soon made her well. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. Now don't get stage fright, but do it once for posterity.
If I could just
amen. You're wonderful singers, and we'd love to hear you sing to us. Thank you so much.
The Dry Branch Fire Squad. That's beautiful.